Paul, a win last time out, 7 points from your last 12. Unchanged, no great surprise, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, we still don't have anybody else back fit again from the Bournemouth game. So, although the performance we accept wasn't particularly good, the result was absolutely spot on. The result was what we want. So, we're looking for the same result, but we're certainly looking for a better level of performance today. We know it's going to be a tough game because they're a side who are full of energy, full of life, full of confidence because they're sat in those top places in the table. But it's a challenge we're really looking forward to, and hopefully we'll be able to go show today what we're really about.
Tactically, has it been a little bit different preparation? I'm just thinking from the point of view that Leicester are one of the few teams who, in the majority of games this season, have played four across midfield.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change the way that we want to play, but obviously it affects us because we know what they're all about. We know how they play. They're very much a team who play on a transition, who want to try and break quickly. Even from our own attacking corners and free kicks, they've got people like Mahrez and Vardy who are always playing on the shoulder, looking to break forward. So we know the sort of threat we're going to get from them, but as I said there, we've got to really focus on how we want to play today, and that's something that we've tried to get into the players probably since the couple of international breaks ago after the Man City game. We wanted to make sure that we really focus on us and how we're going to be, and it's working to a certain extent so far. I'll go back to it again, I'm not trying to delude anybody, the performance at Bournemouth wasn't good, but we're looking to keep the level of results that we're getting and hopefully keep the level of performance that we've had in the majority of the games.
I mean, this football club hasn't won back-to-back games for a year. I mean, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It's time to change that then, isn't it? Those sorts of records are there to be broken. It's a horrible statistic, but the fact that you're at the bottom of the table for the majority of the second half of last season and again so far this season, you're bound to have stats like that. But we want to try and improve the football club all round. You know, we want to try and improve the whole morale inside the place, and I include the supporters because they're a big part of it. We want to improve their morale. We want to change the culture that we've got here. And unfortunately, that's been a culture of losing games of football. And we're doing everything we possibly can. We're getting fantastic support from the outside. We're getting fantastic support from the inside. And hopefully, the results will continue to come. And that morale, that feeling inside Newcastle United will improve all the time.